Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling like so free, a new dimension of living, can't let nobody take that from me. Since you came and raised me with new abilities, renewed my mind, released me from the bondage of unbelief and insecurity. And now my life, it brings new opportunity, and I'm taking out the time to reflect on these wonderful things. You didn't have to care for me and bring to my attention all of the possibilities. A living free in you could bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I want a reason for maturity. So I submitted my job to the king. And I'll be praying it with you for all we're trying to be. And all my back in the days when I was young and not a man. Put away all the things and now I'm living through my life. This is paradise. And you got me so high, it's like a moon cloud nine. I'm loving this life in you. Gotta run this race, no turning away, said I'm here to stay, yeah. Now you appreciate all the time you take out to show me you really do care. Because you bled for me and gave me relief. It's time to receive everything that life can bring. No, you didn't have to care for me. Give me to my attention all of the possibility of living free in you can bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I want to reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the king. And I'll be reigning with you for all eternity.
To the Most High God, you are now tuning into EMG and the Praise Me Media Group on the spot, Nathan, We are proud to present to you the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, and this is where we bring the very best in national, regional, local artists. We do it big here on every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, so just kick back where we have people from different various walks of life. We bring rhythm and praise, kingdom lyricism, spoken words, you name it. It goes down here for the honor and glory of God. So we got an awesome man of God coming up tonight, amen. God's messenger, he's coming by way of Boston, Massachusetts, my hometown, amen. So we're going to get into him in a little bit, but we're going to go and sanctify these lines straight up off the muscle, as they say. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you sanctify and set these lines apart. And to thy glory, Lord God, we ask that you be glorified, God, and that you be magnified, and that the devil be terrorized, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, he bothered your people on this week, God. He bothered some folk, God. He bothered me, my God. But I thank you that we have the victory in Christ Jesus through thy name, Lord God. So we just ask, Lord God, those who are feeling heavy laden, Lord God, those who have a heavy load, shake them off. Shake yourself loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Be encouraged, and God has greatness for you in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just ask that you release your angels, Lord God, over these airwaves, smartphone, iPhone, Androids, Lord God, iPads, Lord God, desktops and laptop computers, Lord God, cell phones, Lord God, all around the world, all around the nations, by way of the worldwide internet, Lord God, and those who are here by divine assignment, we just like to bless and release the word of God over you at this time. Sanctify it, God. Move mightily on this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, we are tuning to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Amen. It's an honor and privilege to be with you tonight. We're going to open with our scripture reading, and then we're going to bring forth the man of God. Amen. And in a few seconds, amen. But we're going to come from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 3, starting at verse 4, it reads, "And he said unto me, Son of man, go get thee into the house of Israel and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and of an hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee." Oh, my God, you speaking unto me. "But the house of Israel would not hearken unto thee, for they would not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impotent and hard-hearted." My God, my God, my God. That is the prophet of Ezekiel, amen. Chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. I encourage you to go back and slowly read that in your spare time and let the Spirit of the Lord minister to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, at this time, I'm excited tonight, amen. We got an awesome man of God coming by way of Boston, Mass. He's been around the world, amen. Multi-award-winning recording artist, amen. Amen. He's been doing this for years, amen. He's been part of an R&B group, amen, where he's been doing his thing for a number of years, amen. And now God has just snatched him out, and now he's just really going hard with this message of the gospel, amen. He encourages people about how to overcome storms. He encourages people about, well, you know, how the devil don't like the calling, the anointing that's on your life, and he don't want you to hear this message that I'm bringing to you. He also has a message about how I'm so addicted to the Lord thy God. So I bring at this time, amen, Boston's very own. Stand up, show your love, everybody, on Kingdom Voices for the one and only God's messenger.
Yo, 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 what's up, man of God? It's good to be on your program. It's good to hear your voice, man. Thank you for that introduction. You the man. You the man.
Man, we serve the man. We serve the man. We just the men standing next to the highest man.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Yeah, we just gonna rock out here, man. And for those who don't know, man, because those who don't know, just give your testimony, man, or just about what God brought you from, man. Because those who may not know you, I know if you haven't heard of this brother, you've been hiding underneath a rock. But let them know where you come from, man. Where you been?
I come from Boston, Massachusetts. My background is in R&B. I was in a recording group called The Finest Hour. And we did, of course, R&B, selected secular love songs, traveled around the country, BET, Soul Train, so, et cetera, video. And that's basically where God reached out to me, as I reached out to him, of course, and he called me into the ministry. I left the group. I don't believe God called me out the group. I believe God just called me. And the calling was so strong, and he awakened my, enlightened me of his realness, of his love, that I walked away freely from the group. because I don't believe there's anything wrong with singing love songs. There are love songs in the Songs of Solomon, in the Bible, in the Word of God, but we were also doing lust songs, which wasn't all that cool. That wasn't good. But I walked away from that group. I walked away from that group, and after I got the call, and I just basically from that point started, you know, working on gospel, writing songs in the shower. While I'm walking the street, God would talk to me. While I was walking in the house, God would slay me in the spirit. He was even in church. God would just knock me down to the floor. And then from that point on, I've been on my grind, walking with Christ and working with Christ. The gospel.
Word. Well, let me ask you a question now. From going to doing love songs, or as you were saying just now, lust songs, how did God, I mean, God, like what God did with Saul, he took that which he was doing wrong and made it right and got glory on a high level. So how did God take you, that message of what you were saying to the sisters, what you were saying about the love, I want to do this and do that, and he took that and said, he translated to an intimacy with him. Explain that.
That was a very powerful question. Basically, you know, when I got that calling on my life, the prophet who was preaching and prophesying that night at New Testament House of Worship in Boston, he said, "I see music notes around you." And I thought when he said that, he'd seen the video on BET. So I'm thinking, this man that's seen me on Finest Hour singing, how you going to see music notes? I don't know that guy. He don't know me. Then he said, God wants to anoint your voice. So he put oil on my hand. He asked, could he pray for me? I said, sure. So he put a bunch of oil on my hands, both hands, then my forehead. And he said, God wants to anoint your voice, and gave me a little drip, like almost less than a raindrop. And he dapped it on my tongue. And he said, because God's going to use you musically. God wants to bless you financially. All the stuff he was saying. And then when he did that, you know, he laid hands on me, and like a warm love blanket fell over me. And I could not believe this thing was happening to me. And then all of a sudden, I stopped getting weak at the knees and poof, fell down to the floor. I was thinking to myself, what in the world is going on? God is touching me. Oh, my God. And then as I was on the floor shaking and feeling this warm love blanket, I heard a voice. I heard God say, record a gospel album. So the transition, once I got up, I went home, called the group. We had a meeting. I said, "Y'all, I got to go. God, talk to me. God, knock me down to the floor. God is real. God, actually."
How did your group take that? You know, y'all got torn around the country.
Well, at first the group was like, "Huh? What happened?" You know, it's like, "Get out of here." Some of the members were like, "Wow," but some other members were like, "Well, you can do both. You can. We won't do the nasty part. We won't pump and grind into the girls' faces because, you know, when we're doing the secular, the love song, them women, they scream and go crazy when you stop pumping and grinding on the floor." And I told them, you know, "Nah, man, I don't want to be on one station pumping and grinding and then be on another station talking about Jesus' life." And at that time, I wasn't really skillful or mastered in the Word of God. I knew about God. I believed in God. But I just knew that God was so real that I just had to walk away and do what he said do, because they wasn't the one knocked on the floor. So basically, they eventually said, "Okay, we understand. You know, if God called you, do what you got to do." So I just walked away. It wasn't hard, and the reason why it wasn't hard is because God touched me. He put his hand on me. He wrapped me. And once he did that, that was so real that I had no choice but to go where he said go. So I just started focusing and going in that direction.
Wow. 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. This is the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We are here sitting down with God's messenger, multi-award-winning artist, definitely a man of God, let's be clear, in the building. So let me ask you something, man. What was some of the hardest things? I mean, have any artists, like, look, ever try to bring you back from the faith, like, "Yo, come back, and I want you to be on the hook, and I'm a do this gangster track, and I want you to spit on the hook, you know, just sing, and we do it like that."
You mean in the secular?
Yeah.
Actually, I got a text a couple of days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got some. during the years after I left the final style, you know, there was a little bit at the beginning, but after the people seeing the vision, the CD, the message over and over again about the good news gospel, I didn't really get out of that. Now I'm getting a lot of calls on getting on people's Christian album or their gospel album, do raps, right, sing on the hooks. But a couple of days ago, I got a text message from one of the Finest Hour members saying, would you mind or consider doing a Finest Hour reunion?
Wow.
So that question came at the right time. But really, beside that, really not too many, no. People, because I think they know that I'm out here and I'm simply just gospel. But,
right,
you know, I don't mind singing a love song if it's a love song, if it's going to edify. Because of the Book of Solomon. Solomon was supposed to be the wisest king of all time. And
right,
he wrote love songs. And if you go back to the Song of Solomon, you'll see that he talked about loving his wife. And I would love to sing about loving my wife. I would love to put out a song that edifies women, because of all the music that's out, some of the music that's out there that, you know, that talks bad about women, social, et cetera. So I would love to put together a nice, anointed, from the Christian perspective, true love song. No problem.
You know what? You answered that very good. You answered that very good, because I was just about to say, bro, I was like, okay, down low, you know, I cheated on my wife, and you know, this, you know, and I got the girl on the side and stuff like that. That's absolutely out of the question, right?
Of course not. Of course, now that I wouldn't do, and the group knows that I would not sit there and talk about I'm cheating on the down low. I ain't doing that because I shouldn't be doing it in the first place. That's not edifying God.
Yeah.
I would not be pleased. But you know what? It's almost like, but a preacher can preach about it though. You know what I'm saying? Because he can preach about, and you behind in the closed door and you're cheating on your wife. So he can preach it, but the reason why he's preaching it is because in the end of it, he's going to say who the answer is. Now, the song said who the answer is to stop that mess, stop breaking up all these families, stop causing the kids to grow up without their fathers or the kids to grow up without their mothers, because those type of ashes, man, causes serious destruction in the household, and God is not pleased. Even in the body of Christ, God is not pleased.
Amen. So let me ask you something before we get ready to get into the track and the storm. We're going to ask you about that in a second. But what has been the hardest thing? I mean, you came from a lifestyle, man, that many, I mean, even in the church, dream about living. I mean, what was the hardest thing about your living? I mean, you know, you went through things like, I know artists like LL Cool J and stuff like that, he talk about being on tour, being married, and the temptation that's out there on tour. Going from all of that and now to be into a place of wholeness, what were some of the biggest things, the biggest battles for those who are listening? We got some street dudes listening in and stuff like that who really, I mean, that battles with things, coming into church and stuff like that, battles. So what you do with that?
With me, when I was with my wife, me going on the road wasn't no issue. I could care less who came at me. I don't care if they look better than my wife. My heart was with my wife. My heart was like, God, I just want to leave all these women that I'm cheating with to get married and focus on being with my wife. I'll be faithful to her, God, until we die in fart dust.
Yeah.
Just give me somebody who loves me and who I love. So, you know, my thing on the road was good, but my biggest trial, my trial of my life, the trial of my existence, the trial of my faith, was dealing with my wife.
Mm.
That was the trial. That was
my
the
God.
Trial. And I love her today. I love her today. Trust me. When I say I love that woman, I've given her everything I can possibly give her. I gave her my oxygen. If she was the faint, I'd be the first one to do CPR on that woman. But the enemy got into the system and messed it all up. But I do understand that God is a God that restores situations. But, I'm not even going to say anything bad about the child. All I'm going to say is that the enemy got in and messed it all up.
Mm. 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. This is the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program on EMG On The Spot Radio. This is what we do every Sunday night at 9 p.m., putting artists on the spot. We ask them about their music, their ministry, national, regional, local, amen. We've done it all here. You've seen them on here. So definitely, you got a banger, and I say a banger, and praise God for that. In the storm. I mean, this is I like this song. I'm not just saying this because you're on the show. I listen to this. I listen to this one, you know, and I like this. I mean, if just explain the whole formula of that, because it carries such an anointing on it. It carries such an anointing on it, and it's just very encouraging. Explain that.
That particular song came from a real storm in my life, that hard, that storm, that battle, that pain, that suffering, that long, not suffering, but long suffering, whole long suffering, that the kind of suffering that when your heart gets numb, that you can't believe that you're even standing in the midst of your storm. That's where that particular song came from. It was coming from a broken vessel, a vessel that's bleeding out, that's crying out to God, saying, God, how? If you love me, why would you let this happen to me? God, you're God. You could have moved your finger through an elbow or something, tossed your toe, your pinky toe, to stop this from happening. Yet God said, no, the reason why I'm going to let you go through this, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. And when you get through this thing, I want you to turn around and tell the nations how faithful I was to you, how I never left you nor I forsake you. I said, God, you could have just told me to tell people that. But no, I had to go through to experience, to understand this thing, to be touched by this thing. So now it makes me a better minister. All things work together for the good. Even though the things that are not good, they work together for the good. And this is why In The Storms came out. As it came out, this song is medicine to the nations. Hold on. Trust God. God's going to make this thing right. Just hold on in the storms.
We about to get into it. Go ahead and introduce it for the people that are listening on around the world via internet, who are on their cell phones, logged in on blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. We about to get into In The Storm. Go ahead and introduce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, sit back, relax, open up your mouth. I got some medicine for you. Ladies and gentlemen, In The Storm by God's Messenger.
Pay attention.
In the storm, feel the pain.
You might as well sing it. Go ahead and sing it to bring it in.
I might as well sing it.
Yeah, you might as well
sing it. In the storm, I'll sing it till he gets it up.
In the storm, feel the pain. All things work together in the rain. Hold on, it's gonna be.
There you go.
In the storm, feel the pain. All things work together in the rain. Hold on, it's gonna be okay. Faith on the promises he made. In the storm, feel the pain. All things work together in the rain. Different trials are to test your
never leave you. He will see you through
the storms and the rain,
the sorrows and the aches and the pain.
Think it not strange.
In fiery trials, call on his name. Be encouraged, my child. We all go through
the wilderness.
This is real life, boo.
I'm serious.
Put your shield up.
Yes, yes, yes. Tell the people what they heard, God's messenger.
They just heard a message, a medication. In the storms, hold on, it's going to be okay. Trust in God. Stand on his word. Even in the pain, even in the situation that's not good, it's all working together for your good. Just trust God. Hold on. It feels good when you come out that storm, too, but you may come out with some bruises. You may come out with some heartache. But you would definitely come out with more wisdom. You'd definitely come out with more compassion and understanding. And God, the very thing, like for me with women, I've heard a lot of women, and I reap what I sowed as well. But the very thing that I did the most hurt to, God is now using me to minister to. So just hold on, y'all, until you get to the end of that storm. God will never leave you nor forsake you. That's what I just listened to.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Man, I'm loving this. I'm loving this, man, where God has just brought you from and got you just ministering and just building up sisters, man. That's a wonderful thing. And I'm just listening to the anointing right now. You preaching, brother? I mean, you preaching right now? Yeah, you laughing, man of God. What's going on?
Now, you know, God is opening doors for preaching, teaching, singing, rapping, television, radio. God is just opening doors, and I'm very humble and grateful. So I guess, yes to everything. Just keep me in prayer for real, brother, because you know how it is to be out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely, man of God. And we just definitely bless you, man, for just the work that God is doing in your life. And you was talking about doing like a love-type album for couples and things like that. We know artists who have done those type of things, like Bishop T.D. Jakes. He had a project that was devoted to Christian, the Holy Covenant of Marriage. We know Fred Hammond has a project out, and various other artists are doing it on that level. And I think for those in the church who like to argue that point, I think it's a smart move on the behalf of the church. It's like, look, if you wanna listen to a love song, let's get your perception right. Let's get your perception right. So have you ever put any thought to the vision that God gave you concerning doing a project like that to counteract what the world is doing?
Yeah, definitely. As a matter of fact, on this new CD that I'm working on, I'm going to put a love song on that bad boy. I'm definitely going to do it. I'm thinking that at least one song per album. If it goes big, like from Believe in God, for it to go big, then I'll produce a whole album like that. But right now, I'm going to, give some medicine to, because these Christians, even true Christians, they listen to secular radio stations. They listen to these R&B singers out here. So
if they
turn that radio on. And I understand, because there's something about love. And if you can say it in the right way, it'll touch a woman. You know, a woman is a masterpiece. A woman is the artwork of God. So when he created man, he just said, boosh, boosh. But when he created woman, he started giving curves like, whoosh. He started, he put it on. So, and he made the woman out of the man, from the rib. So it's just that we need to appreciate the gift of God. You know, I know Christ he's the MVP. Christ is the MVP for humanity. Because there's nobody who can do what Christ did unless God okay it. Like dying and raising up from the dead, walking on water, unless he say, come, Peter, you walk on water. Stuff like that. You know, speaking to the storms, and the storm will say, okay, whatever you say, Jesus, we're going to do. Now, that's some powerful stuff. So God, Christ is the MVP of humanity, the most valuable player, the most valuable person. But when it comes to the woman, a woman is she is the door. She is the door to birth life into this world. So she's a very, very delicate, wonderfully made person. And we need to treat her with respect. God said, love your wife as Christ loved the church. That's some love right there. That's sacrifice. So we need to sacrifice and treat our woman. When I say our woman, I'm not talking about from just the African-American standpoint. I'm talking about women across the board, period, point blank, in all nationalities.
Amen, amen. I'm sitting here, I was just, you know, listening to your sermon, bro. I'm up here loving it. 347-945-5416. We got God's messenger on the line, ladies and gentlemen, saints of the Most High God, all my pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, all you theologians, amen. You can definitely press one. I know you can be conscious about, well, you know, I don't want nobody to know I'm calling in, you know, the church and stuff like that. You can definitely press one and talk to this man of God, have some real talk. If you want any upcoming artists, thank you, Holy Spirit. Any upcoming artists, I know y'all listening to the podcast as well. Definitely want to get some pointed. This man has been on Soul Train. He's been on BET. The level that you're trying to reach and just helpful tips, especially dealing with music ministry, and God has just allowed him to bridge the gap. So definitely call in. Get your nuggets. Don't sit back and listen to somebody who's doing something with beating on the table. You know, you get some advice from a brother who's done there. That's what the body of Christ is all about. 347-945-5416. Yes, I'm talking to you. Press 1. 347-945-5416. In the name of Jesus Christ. And get your blessing. Quit letting the enemy rob you. In Jesus' name. Now, this song, Addicted to You. Man, tell me about that.
Addicted to You came by way of when I left Georgia, arrived in Boston, and the album was basically complete. Now, at this time, it was about to, a tape music group called me, said they wanted to do business, and I was like, yeah. But I had a song on the album called No Other Gods Before Me, and it had a Star Wars sample that was too long, so I had to take that song off. I told the producer that that sample was too long. And the producer is Warren Felder. He produced a lot of major secular acts. That was the only act that he produced that was Christian. He has produced Jennifer Lopez, Toni Braxton, Usher's new male group, Tinsdale from Disney. He's a multimillionaire. Even that rapper that got the teardrop on his eye, the gold teeth. He's like a little dude. You know what I'm talking about? I forgot his name.
Lil Wayne. Okay,
he produced the song too. So he's making millions, but he produced the song, a lot of the songs on the album. But that particular song had that sample was crazy. So I removed that song off the album, and I asked God to give me a song that dealt with love. And I listened to the radio. It was secular radio, and a song came on that said Addicted to You. And I said, wow, man. I said, no Christian has ever done nothing like that. I said, God, I'm addicted to you. I love you. So I said, give me some words for that so we can write a song about addiction, that me as a Christian, I'm addicted to the God I serve, that I love God, that I'm in love with God. And these words just start coming. The beat came. I got a track that with the guy who did the beat, and that's Addicted to You. It just says, I am addicted to God, period, point blank. You can't even tell I'm talking about God until you come to the rap part. You come to the rap part near the end of the song, I reveal who I'm in love with, who I'm addicted to. This is one addiction that I don't need nobody's help. I don't need no help. Leave me alone. I know I'm supposed to go to the clinic, but leave me alone. I'm good. I'm addicted
to it. Addicted. You heard it here first. EMG on the spot, Nathan. Addicted to You. Let's go.
I can't wait.
and gentlemen, Saint to the Most High God, you had just now heard God's messenger. God's messenger, tell them what they just heard.
You just heard addiction. Addiction ain't always a bad thing. I'm addicted to the God I serve. I'm addicted to Jesus, the Son of God. I'm addicted to God, the Father. And I'm addicted to the Holy Ghost. I am not perfect, but I am addicted. I need help in prayer, so keep me in prayer. Fast if you have to. God is still working on me, yet I'm still addicted, and I don't need your help. Leave me alone.
Hey, he said he'll work in progress. And speaking of that, in just in the middle of this interview, next week we're going to have that woman of God, Psalmist Annette Williams. Amen. You definitely want to check out this woman of God, who is also featured on the Queen City soundtrack with Vivica Fox. She will be on next week with us. Amen. The psalmist, the one and only Annette Williams, coming out of Buffalo, New York. So stay tuned next week. On that, find yourself back here at 9 o'clock. Govern yourselves accordingly. We'll be letting you hear that song we've been bumping, amen, Rain on Me. So definitely stay in the tune for that. But now, right now, we back with the gospel messenger, the God's messenger, amen. This awesome man of God just doing a whole move, man, with this whole... Would you classify the music that you do, rhythm and praise, first of all?
I just call it gospel because God has taught me that music is universal. God created music, and basically you can take any track, any beat, any style of music out there and remove the lyrics and study the word of God. Show yourself approved and put that word, the gospel, the message in the music, and that song is now gospel. That's what gospel is all about. It's about Christ. So no matter what music surrounds that message, as long as that's what's in the message, what's in the meat, what's in that bread, is gospel. The song is gospel. So I guess I would call myself gospel, contemporary gospel. It's what's happening now. The music is what's happening that the youth are listening to. So I would call it contemporary gospel.
You know what? You said something very powerful just now. And you said if the message is presented the right way, if the message is presented the right way, it should be able to eliminate any contamination that the beat may have. Am I right?
You got that right.
So if the person come on the track and they're not glorifying God, you know, then they're just going to go to the original purpose that the producer or whoever did the track might have had for that to go.
Right, you're right. It's just like this, like, you know, there's wheat bread, there's white bread, there's rye bread, whatever. You just name the flavors of bread. Just like beat, there's a hip-hop beat, there's R&B beat, there's a pop beat. So music is like bread. Now, what you make out of the sandwich is what the food is served is called. Like a peanut butter and a jelly sandwich is not a peanut butter and jelly sandwich until you apply peanut butter and jelly, no matter what the bread is. So if you take the peanut butter and jelly out of the bread and then you stick in, let's say, tomatoes, lettuce, and bacon, it's now BLT. But the bread never changed. It was just the meat that changed. So if you take any kind of track out there, take out I Killed Her or She's a Bee or Your Mother's a Blah, 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 take all that lyric out of the bread. Stick in the gospel. The gospel is now you're serving, you're ministering, you're proclaiming, you're serving the gospel. Period. Period. 100%. And if you're anointed, that's a whole other game. Because now that you can destroy yokes, the anointing will destroy yokes. God will use what he's placed in you to minister to the people, to the nations, not just the locals. I mean, you could deal with local like in the four walls of the church, but you got to start thinking global. God said go into the world, not just go into the church. So when I do radio or whatever, television, I'm thinking global. I'm not thinking just USA. I'm thinking China. I'm thinking Europe. I'm thinking Africa. And, of course, Boston, Chicago. But I'm thinking global.
Okay, amen, amen, amen. 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. We got the God's messenger in the building. I wanted you to ask him a question, but I'm going to ask it for him. Why doesn't the devil like to hear this?
You hear them questions. I tell you, boy, you're skillful, you're skillful. The devil don't want you to hear me because it's not about me. It's the message. God don't want you to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. The words that are coming out of my mouth will deliver you, will set you free. The words that are coming out of my mouth is the gospel. So the devil don't want you to hear me. The devil don't want you to hear that, yes, God is a God of love, but also a God who gets jealous. The devil don't want you to hear that God is a God of anger, that God is a God of righteousness. Yes, and God is a God who created heaven. He's also a God that created hell. And the devil don't want you to hear that. So, hey, that's why the devil don't want you to hear me.
Ooh.
These words that I say will set your behind free for real.
Man, let me tell you, man. I know you got a lot of music on YouTube, man, but I think we're about to see, I think the people of God are about to see a whole lot of preaching videos be up there directly. My God, set yourself apart, man of God, because you're on the dawn of a season, man. You're on the dawn of a season, man. Just receive it in Jesus' name, my God. But that's powerful. Amen. We're about to get into it, man. The devil don't want you to hear this by none other than God's messenger. Listen to this, man of God, and be blessed.
This is my son. This is my son. Hear him. Hear him. God's messenger.
Begins to yell, my tongue cleaves to the rooftop of my mouth. Ah, I'm never getting out. Hell's a place of total torment, prepared for the devil and his demons. Where the worm dies not, it's pitch dark, burning flames taught you by your seals.
Hear me, hear me out. The devil don't want you to hear me. Hear me, the devil don't.
Yeah, the devil don't want you to be encouraged tonight. The devil don't want you to lift your head up to the hills for which cometh your help. And he definitely don't want you to listen to what God is doing in this man of God's life, God's messenger by way of Boston, Mass. Amen. Shout out to Roxbury. Shout out to Dorchester. Shout out to Plymouth Rock, all the surrounding areas, New England. Amen. We shout y'all out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I ain't going to get into Columbia Ave and Columbia Road. And it's been a minute, amen. But, you know, once about story and always about come on now.
Cheever Street.
Come on now.
I hear you.
Milton, you go down Milton. I know they have some clams on the way going toward the overpass, over that overpass on the left. I think it's on the right-hand side. They used to have clams.
Oh, you're talking about Simcoe's.
I think it's on Blue Hill Avenue.
Yeah, Blue Hill over near the church, Jubilee, right across over the train track.
Man, my mom used to go and get some clams, man, and break bread with me, man. Shout out to them. I think they closed down, isn't it? They still there?
No, they still there, and they're open, and they're still selling. They've duplicated themselves. They're also over there on American Legion Highway as well as on the Blue Hills. Yeah. So that's good. That's a good thing.
Papa Gino's and all that?
Papa Gino's and all that, yeah.
Okay. Hey, man, they just had to take a quick ride. He's like, man, they talking about food now. What's going on the Kingdom Voices? Nah. It's just, you know, we Bostonians, we very passionate, amen. We very passionate about Boston stuff, Red Sox, Celtics. Let's be clear. Patriots, let's be clear.
Amen.
You wear a New York hat if you want to.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to preach on that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, amen, where can people find you're a wonderful man of God, man. You know, you're anointed, amen, and you got Christ with you, amen. That's a blessing, man. Where can people find your project at, man? This is a nice project that we've been previewing here tonight on the Kingdom Voices, man. Let me see, which one is my favorite? My personal favorite is the first one and the last one. Dignity, I like that too. But if I had to choose two, it'd be the first one and the last one. The first should be last and last should be first. So I like the last. The devil don't want you to edit. Man, you can tear church up with that.
Oh, yeah. That's usually the song I come out to first after the intro. I come out to that song because it set the tone that, what he got to say. How you got to say that God is the banger. He's the Mac, and he loves you. He died for you. That's what I got to say. And, you know, from there we just let, you know, allow the Spirit to lead, lay hands on folk, pray, sing, rap, testify, do what we do as far as ministers do.
Amen. I like Addicted to You too now. You know, like I'm going to go and detox off of you. How you can't detox off of God. That's you just can't detox off God.
It's hard. You always need a fix. You know, you notice that revivals and things, you always need a fix. And if you stay, you can just stay with the vine, you know, study, show yourself approved, pray fast, stay connected, you know, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. When you start living and living this life in this flesh and this body, you know, you deal with things. You deal with the storms. You deal with issues. You deal with love, hate, anger, racism. You deal with all that foolishness, but then you just need to go plug back in. Okay, God, fill me up, Father. Fill me up, Father, please.
Fill me afresh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's a blessing, man. So where they can get contact with you at, man? Where's your booking information, managers, all of that stuff, label execs? I'm prepared for the listeners to get a whole rundown of information from you. So, you know, let it rip.
I think the best thing is to go to my webpage, which is godsmessenger.com, godzmessenger.com. You can also catch me on, like, almost any social site that's out there. If you connect with me from LinkedIn, Facebook, MySpace, the list goes on, SoundCloud, wherever. But the main thing is catch me on my Facebook page, or you can take down the fire escape's number, which is 678-558-6028.
Amen. And shout out to Elder Lockett, man. And, you know, shout out to that man of God, man, for all the wonderful work he doing. And KRLV, amen, San Antonio, Texas, amen, 91.7. Shout out to them. Tell them about the information, what you're doing over there, what God got you doing on that station.
I'm a co-host or host of a show on KROV called Gospel Spotlight. We basically interview up-and-coming artists. Also, we interview artists that are already out there, that already, you know, like Bobby Jones, Lexi, anybody who's established. But my thing is I like to interview gospel artists that just starting out or out there on their grind, because artists need exposure. They need platforms to get their music exposed so they can expose the God in them, their gift and their talent. Yet even though God said that your gift will make room for you. But my thing on Gospel Spotlight is basically to interview the artist, 15 minutes, to expose the song and who the artist is and how they got saved. Are you legit? Are you saved? You know, that kind of
amen.
Stuff.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We had fun on the radio.
Yeah, amen, and definitely commend you, because for everything that you're doing over there, amen, just being a light, amen, just being a light, and that's what we're called to do, amen. So I definitely bless you, amen, and thank you for just blessing myself as well in the ministry, amen. We definitely salute you, amen, for all that you're doing, amen. And just giving back, man, that's what it's all about. That's something rare that you see in the body of Christ, where somebody just really giving back, even an artist of your caliber. Just giving back, you know, even upcoming artists and those who are established, those who've been on their grind, and you're just really helping a lot of people, man. So just, man, we just bless you, man, for your heart. And then you didn't come in here and get corrupted by religion and none of that. You're just staying true and just staying a clean heart. So we just bless you, man, of God.
God is good, and to God be the glory. And I thank you for your kind words. Just please just keep me in prayer. Let's continue to help other artists, each other, and proclaim this gospel to the nations. Until Jesus returns, let's just do what we got to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, last time, give out your information, and then final last words from God Messenger.
Again, the best way to reach me is to go to my webpage, which is godsmessenger.com. That's GODZmessenger.com. The second quickest way to get to me would be Facebook. I have two pages. So go to the first page, not the second page. Well, you can even go to the second page. Or just any social site out there, you just type in God's Messenger and it'll reach me somehow, some way. My number is 678-558-6028. And I'll come to a city near you. My last word is if anybody out there that's going through a storm, hold on, trust God. It may not be good, the situation or the circumstance. It may not feel good, but it's going to work together for the good. Just hold on and trust God in the midst of the storm. God made a promise, and when God speaks a word, it can't return to him void. And also, God can't lie. So just hold on, walk through this storm, because if God don't take you around it, he's going to take you through. You got to go through to get through to the other side. And just trust God all the way through. You're going to cry. You're going to scream. You're going to feel pain. It's going to be aches. It's going to hurt. It's like in any other storm. But hold on to the broken pieces and float. If you have to float, if everything is broken, hold on to the broken pieces and float to the other side. Because God said, you're going to get to the other side. So just hold on and keep them feet while you're in the water. Hold on to that broken ship and get to the other side. And from there, God will strengthen you.
My. You heard the word from the man of God, God's Messenger. We bless him, man. The whole movement, man. Definitely get his CD, man. Excellent CD. If you didn't get a chance, y'all just joining in. Y'all missed one tonight. In the Storm, y'all can find that on YouTube, In the Storm by God's Messenger. Nice video, man. I encourage you to go on YouTube right now, put in the market on your favorites, mark it in your personal playlist, amen. It's definitely a song, almost got close to 10,000 hits. I've been 8,000, 9,000 hits, I believe. It's a very popular, encouraging song. To God be the glory, amen. Like I said early in the broadcast, next week on the Kingdom Voice Gospel program, we're going to have Annette Williams, amen, the psalmist, Annette Williams, amen, and she's going to be on here rocking out with us, amen. We're going to preview tracks from her upcoming CD, where her CD's already been released, amen. It's already in rotations all over the nation. It's called A Work in Progress, A Work in Progress, and this man of God was just operating by the Spirit of God, because he was just talking about A Work in Progress, amen, and just so happens she's going to be on here next week, so amen. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, and so, We're going to have this anointed woman of God on here next week. Amen. Tomorrow night, we got the mantle of God at 9 o'clock. So find yourself back here at 9 o'clock tomorrow night for the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We got none other than Pastor Tory Montgomery from the Connect Church in Oklahoma. He's been on TBN. He's been on the Word Network. He's been on a lot of different places. Amen. We're going to have this anointed pastor. I have never, there's only one other pastor besides my spiritual parents and another woman of God, Pastor Kimberly Ray. I've never seen a pastor operate in this capacity with so much anointing. You got to check him out. Tomorrow night, it goes down, the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, 9 o'clock here on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. And y'all have a God night. Amen. Get on your knees. Say a prayer for me. Say a prayer for God's messenger. Let us keep doing what we do for the honor and glory of God. Peace and God bless.
Peace.
Peace in the storm.
Put your shield up.